Big tech beneficiary Elizabeth Warren cries quid pro quo over tech donations to Trump's White House ballroom. By Sean Moran on December 8, 2025. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, has sounded the alarm over alleged quid pro quo arrangements after many tech companies donated to renovating the White House ballroom. Yet the Massachusetts progressive received nearly $2 million from tech platforms over her political career. Warren and other Democrats last week pressed the leaders of NVIDIA, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, and Meta over their donations to back President Donald Trump's renovation of the White House ballroom. The senators asked the tech leaders to provide details on their donations to support President Trump's White House ballroom, and whether the companies have any quid pro quo arrangements with the Trump administration. "I'm deeply concerned that we may be looking at a quid pro quo right out in public," Warren said. "These companies all have important business in front of the federal government. The kind of company-altering business, like whether a giant merger gets approved or whether an antitrust prosecution goes forward." NVIDIA said in a statement, "As an American company, our support for the United States is paramount and independent of any business interests." Meta and Microsoft declined to comment to the Wall Street Journal, and the other tech companies did not respond to requests for comment. The 47th president said at an October dinner with tech executives, "Chief executives throughout history have contributed to making the White House special, and nothing of this magnitude has been done." The president plans to use the ballroom to hold large events. Warren has often been viewed as a financial watchdog between technology companies and government. However, it appears that Warren has for years been a beneficiary of donations from America's largest technology companies, though she now claims that a quid pro quo may be happening between their donations and the Trump administration. It remains unclear if Warren and the other congressional Democrats also addressed their letter to Google. Google's parent company, Alphabet, pledged $22 million as part of settling a suit over Trump's YouTube ban to go towards the ballroom construction. According to Open Secrets, from 2011 to 2024, Warren received $785,125 from individuals and PACs associated with Alphabet, which makes the search giant her third largest donor, just behind individuals and PACs from the University of California and Harvard University. Warren also received $316,758 from Amazon and $314,762 from Microsoft, which puts these tech companies within her top 10 donors over her political career. Warren has argued that the payments, which go to a nonprofit to renovate the White House ballroom, amount to wink and nod payments. She wrote, "These companies all have important antitrust business before the federal government. Are these donations wink and nod payments for political favors?"